Listen, I had to cancel therapy today because I'm doing Conan O'Brien tonight. They called me.
All right. Yeah.
I think I got some funny stuff. You know, they called me up yesterday. They're like, we do it. We're, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I will. I'll call you back. So now I got to deal with another week load of dreams. So this is last night, of course, after the vacuuming. This is what enters my head somehow. I'm exchanging gifts with my wife, Mishna. We're not religious, but we have a tree, colored lights, the whole pagan solstice thing. You know what I'm saying? There's a big stack of presents around the tree. I tell Mishna, open the present. I got it. I got her a watch. Very nice. Very nice watch. Even in my dreams, I have excellent taste. She hands me a box and smiles and says, I got this for you. I got this just for you. I tear open the shiny red paper and open the lid. Out came 10 blue gremlins with sharp little teeth and evil little smiles, screeching, crapping into their hands and throwing it everywhere. Mishna says, open the next one. I'm a little nervous, obviously. So while the gremlins are setting fire to my sofa, I tear open a pale blue Tiffany's box and a nest of cobra slithers out, spreading their hoods and spitting and lunging at the cats. Mishna says, quick, open that one. I'm like, why? And I open the next box and it's a school of piranhas. And they manage to turn over their fishbowl and swim to the dinner table and strip our turkey clean in about 20 seconds. You should have seen it, Riley. So my floor is covered with crapping gremlins, a spitting cobra, 10 of them, and a bunch of hungry piranhas. You know, the usual holiday stuff. Mishna says, open that one. I'm like, oh, God. So I open this big green box, and an army of tiny neocons come streaming out with their anti-gay marriage signs and their Dockers and their NASCAR hats. I say, honey, why'd you give me those? She says, they're food. Feed them to the other things. So I pick up a fat little neocon, I drop him screaming into the mouth of a cobra, and then I grab a handful of neocons and red polo shirts and toss them to the cackling gremlins, and then I dunk some neocons in the water and let the piranhas have at them. It was excellent. For the next 30 minutes, my apartment was filled with these hideous, wet, crunchy sounds. Finally, when all the neocons had been eaten, the gremlins and cobras and piranhas flopped on the floor and gorged, sleeping. I think the piranhas might have died. It's not good for fish to be in the water too long. So I put my arm around Mishna. I said, thanks, sweetheart. It's just what I wanted. I woke up and my bed was filled with gold medal flour.
Ooh.
What a wonderful, wonderful dream that was. There's nothing better than having miniature people in your dream that talk. It's a very powerful feeling to have a bunch of miniature people in your dream.
And you know, they used to show those movies back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, those miniature people in them.